John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That is truth straight from the word of God right there. John chapter 3, verse 16, welcome to Mark and Friends here on this fine broadcasting day. It's Thursday, this August 23rd, 2018, and our kids are finally back in school. Praise the Lord. It's just been so quiet at home during the day. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They went back on Monday and Sunday night. We all just kind of prayed together and kind of had a quick devotion from the Word of God on living out our Christian faith. And that's tough. That really is tough for our students today, the kids today in 2018. The struggle between the pressures of the world and living for Christ. That's tough. That really is tough. And it's tough for a lot of adults, too. So let's just be praying for our students this day and age that they stand for Christ. Amen. Well, friend, I pray you're doing well here. It's a start of a brand new day. It is Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, you are in for a treat today. You know, every time we do this, I just get a wave of emails just saying how much folks just love it. It's going to be a throwback Thursday today, really playing songs you don't really hear on the radio too often. Going back in the archives, kind of blowing the dust off the records and playing some of your favorite Christian songs of years past. We have music from Benny Hester coming up, Steve Camp, the Gaither Trio right now. Let's go back to 1990. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman for the sake of the call.
Said, come follow me, and they came with reckless abandon. They came, empty nets lying there at the water's end. Told a story that few could believe and none could explain.
Abandon it all for the sake of Cause it is Jesus who loved. And if we believe, we'll obey.
We will abandon it all.
Abandon it all for the sake of the cause.
No other reason.
No other reason at all.
For the sake of the cause.
Therefore
we will
abandon it all. For the sake.
Yeah, it's a throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends today. I went way back to the audio vault for this one from 1978. It's the Bill Gaither Trio, and He Touched Me.
I was shackled by a heavy burden.
Omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, warrior, commanding king of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me, took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said my son's gone home again, lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, son, do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise when God things could ever be the same. But one night I remembered his love for me, and down that dusty road ahead I could see, it's the only time, the only time I
song of God's amazing love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness. That's Benny Hester from 1988, When God Ran. Hey, you're listening to a Throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio, and this ministry is on the air because of friends like you. Consider making a special gift of support today. In the month of August, you can write to us, Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make a gift online at greatnewsradio.org. Right now, let's go back to the 90s. Remember the 90s? Here's Steve Camp from 1994, and There Is No Other Name.
He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, our prophet, priest, and king. He has triumphed o'er sin's fatal curse, for death, where is thy sting? There is no other name.
And there is no other name. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today here on this Thursday on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. It's a throwback Thursday, and oh no, our time is winding down. I'm looking at that clock over there, but just want to quickly remind you, as Michael W. Smith kind of trails us out, English conversation classes taking place at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. More details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. I can't believe the hopes He's granted. Mean the chapter in your life is due, but we'll keep you close. Not too long to live as friends.